Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalid, continues discussing the same case as the previous Mishnah. Two courtyards side by side that has a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep between the two courtyards that divides it into two separate courtyards. And each one would have to make a separate Erev Chatzeris. So Mishnah Dalid starts, Nasan Alav Neser Shu Rechav Arba Tefachim. If they put a board that's 4 tefachim wide across this ditch as a bridge that now allows traffic between the two courtyards. B'chein shtei gzus trois. Similarly, if there be two porches from these two courtyards that were close to each other, zu k'neged zu, one opposite each other, that a board was put across to allow one to walk from one courtyard to another courtyard through from porch to porch. Then ma'arvin shnayim v'mratzu ma'arvin echad. Then if they want, they have a choice of either to make two separate erev chatziris for each separate courtyard, or if they want, they can make one, because here now there's an entranceway connecting the two courtyards, and if they have the choice, if they want, to make one erev, joint erev between the two of them. Pachas mikan, if the board is less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's too narrow, then ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echad, they can only make one erev. Ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echad, they must make two separate independent eruvin, because it's not considered something that they can easily get from one chatzar to the next if the board is too narrow, and they must each make a separate erev. Mishnah hey. If there's a haystack that separates between two courtyards, it's 10 tefachim tall. It works as a wall. It's considered a wall, a barrier between the two separate courtyards, and therefore, marvin shnayim vein marvin echad, they must make two separate eruvim, and they cannot make one because this haystack, as a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, divides the two into two individual separate chatziris. The Mishnah continues, Eilu machilin mikan ve'eilu machilin mikan. Each one on either side can have their animals eat from this haystack on Shabbos, and we're not concerned that they're going to eat enough to reduce the size of this haystack to invalidate this wall that they'll be required to make a joint Erev, because in order to do so, they'll have to minimize the size of this haystack, that it should be less than 10 tefachim tall, and they'll have to do this along 10 amos length of the wall of this haystack. If it's only in a small spot, it's considered just a doorway between the courtyards, which wouldn't invalidate their separate eruvim. Only if it's a breach that's larger than 10 amos along the wall will we say completely destroys the halachic status of the wall. So we're not concerned that they're going to eat that much, and therefore they're allowed to eat from these haystacks on Shabbos. Nismayit hatzaven me'asar tzvachim. If the haystack it gets diminished and it actually gets below 10 tefachim height, and this also spans 10 amos of the wall, then ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnayim, they're going to have to make only one erev, one joint erev between the two of them, and they cannot make two separate eruvim, because then the wall is considered destroyed and they now are one large courtyard. If this happens before Shabbos, they'll be able to make an erev, a joint erev. If it happens on Shabbos, it's too late. They can't make an erev on Shabbos. They won't be able to carry in their courtyards on that Shabbos.